as I talk to you about the various types of grief patterns you've talked about, the postponer, the displacer, the replacer, the minimizer, these are all avoidance characteristics. It's interesting because physically in life, we have people who are hypochondriacs. Every day, there's something that's going to make them sick. And there's some people who just barrel through life and play through injuries like great athletes. So the last one you have is the somaticizer. And I thought about that because of psychosomatic things that where you imagine things. Who's the somaticizer when it comes to grief?
I rarely see a somaticizer. And in fact, a somaticizer probably suffers from what we call somatization disorder. But basically, it's a psychosomatic condition where they don't really feel pain physically. They don't feel the pain. I had a young lady, she was in her 20s, that came to me, and she was in a car accident. And everybody else in her family, she was in there with another sibling, her mother and father, and all three of them were killed. And she was the only survivor. And she came to see me, and I started to talk about feeling the pain, and we need to actualize the crisis and kind of talk about what you've been through and what has happened. And she looked at me, and she said, "Dr. Kanine, I don't feel any pain." I said, "What do you mean you don't feel any pain?" She said, I don't feel any pain at all. And I said, "Well, I'm not talking about emotional pain. I'm talking about both emotional pain and physical pain. And are you feeling any physical pain? Heart palpitations, sweaty hands, beads of perspiration on your face when you talk about the loss, those kinds of physical responses." She said, "No, I don't feel any pain physically or emotionally." And she said, "Here, let me show you." She reached into her purse, took a pin, and it was a summer day and she had shorts on, and she took the pin and pricked her knee to the point that blood came out. She never flinched. She said, "I didn't feel that at all." And I knew at that point that we had a somaticizer. We had somebody who truly did not feel emotional pain or physical pain, and she would be somebody that we would put under the category of somatization disorder or the somaticizer.
Was it brought about, you feel, by the death, or was she always like that in her life? Is there a determination there?
That's a very good question, and I personally, in recalling the case, felt like it was what we might call today a post-traumatic stress issue, and that she just was not feeling any of that, and it had overflowed into the physical side of her life.
Well, in these last few segments, you've talked about the postponer, the displacer, the replacer, the minimizer, and the somaticizer. Hopefully, whoever's listening is none of those things. If you are, then perhaps you need to get some help and understand what your category is and how you can deal with it and effectively deal with your grief.